Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Even though consumption patterns appear to suggest that we are spending more, new research for PTSB finds that we are in fact saving more than usual as well. And we are switching utility providers. Despite that, the Reflecting Ireland study says that more than two-fifths of us don't have an emergency fund, while conversely, 61% of consumers think things get even better for them next year. Leontia Fanning is the Chief Sustainability and Corporate Affairs Officer with PTSB and is on the line. Good morning, Leontia.
Good morning, Joe.
Let's start with spending. Are we spending more now than we did last year or in 2022 at the height of the inflation spike?
So I think overall, the latest report is revealing more positivity about how we're feeling as a nation. So overall, consumer sentiment has bounced back to a two-year high since we've been doing this report. People are generally feeling more positive about the economy. More people feel that the country is going in the right direction. And we're feeling more confident in managing our own personal finances. But when it comes to spending and it comes to saving, we're seeing a very strong savings intention. So people are still looking for
savings intention, as in we intend to save, but we might not be actually saving.
So what people are saying is we have three quarters of people saying that they are saving on a regular basis. And that jumps to over 80% for the 25 to 34 year old age group. And in that age group, a lot of people are saving towards a deposit on their first home. And the majority of us outside of that group are in fact saving for a rainy day. So you think about the impact of the cost of living on people over the last couple of years. I think people are intending to save to make sure that they have a fund there in the event of an unexpected expense or saving for their future just to make sure they have that peace of mind.
And break it down there. Are you telling me that young people are saving more than people in their 30s and 40s?
When we look at that cohort 25 to 34, over 80% of that group are saving on a regular basis. And a lot of that group, as I said, are looking to save towards the deposit on a home.
But I didn't think they'd have enough money to set aside for that deposit.
Well, we didn't get into the details as to how much they're saving on a regular basis, but the intention is certainly there with people, and people are telling us that they're saving on a regular basis. I think people are cautiously optimistic about the economy at the moment, but still trying to put a little bit away to work towards that goal, whether it be a deposit, whether it be a holiday, or something else they want to purchase over the medium term.
Now, I was surprised to see that men tend to have a secret savings account. I thought women were the ones who had their so-called running away money somewhere.
Well, I mean, look, I think when we look at that, it really is telling us that people are putting a little bit away, and that might be to save for a holiday, might be to buy a small gift for themselves, or maybe it's to buy a small gift for somebody else. But people are just trying to put away a little bit every month to make sure they have that nest egg in case they need it in the next couple of months or over the next couple of years.
Yes, indeed. And I see there's evidence that people are finally getting into the habit of switching utility providers on a regular basis, such as electricity or broadband.
Yeah, we've seen a marked increase in that, with people saying they intend to switch utility or service providers to save money. Broadband providers, your electricity provider, gas provider, bank account, etc. So people are really shopping around.
But they're not changing bank accounts, though. Sure they're not.
Albeit the number of people considering they want to switch bank account has jumped quite significantly. It's up 14% from this time last year. That's quite a significant amount to people. One of the blockers for that is people perceive it to be more hassle than maybe switching other utility providers. But I think that depends on where you go. You can open an account with us in less than 10 minutes on an app. Or, of course, you can go and talk to somebody in one of our 98 branches nationwide.
Good plug.
You can, of course, do any of those things.
I'm guessing it's been a while since you've changed your bank account. When is the last time you changed your broadband provider, Leontia?
Personally, I've been with the same broadband provider for the last couple of years, but I will always shop around for value. Home insurance, I just changed. So I think, that's evident of our consumer behavior at the moment.
What about electricity or gas? When's the last time you changed?
Electricity and gas, I've been with the same provider for the last 2 years since I moved into this house.
Doctor, heal thyself, as they say. Now, if there is a tax cut in the budget announced 3 weeks' time and it comes into force, let's say in January, what percentage do you think will be saved from that gain and how much will be actually consumed, do you think, based on the Reflecting Ireland surveys?
We look at people's intention to save, and sometimes the intention versus the reality could be quite different. But we did ask the question, if you got a €1,000 windfall, would you choose to save it? Would you choose to spend it on a holiday? And surprisingly, and I was surprised by these findings, over 55% of people would choose to save it. Mm. So again, you know, maybe that points back to people, if they get an unexpected windfall or, you know, it's something in terms of tax relief, etc., they are looking to put that money away. And really, it is for security and for peace of mind.
Mm. And overall, the mood is okay.
The mood is very good. We have a marked rebound in consumer sentiment. You know, compared to this time 2 years ago, about a quarter of us were feeling that the country was going in the right direction. That now stands at over 40%. And that is the highest we've seen in over 2 years. That said, there is still half who feel the country is headed in the wrong direction. But overall, about 60% of us are feeling positive about the economy. We feel it's either going to remain the same or get better over the next year. So I think what we're seeing, Joe, here is cautious optimism.
Mm, okay. Leontia, thank you very much for joining us. Have a lovely weekend. That is Leontia Fannin, Chief Sustainability and Corporate Affairs Officer with PTSB, and someone who hasn't changed her electricity and broadband provider in quite a while.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.